The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
It's 5 to 7. Let's go to Adam in London. Well, it's now two bogus bomb incidents, Adam.
Yeah, and they came within quick succession, because now we know that, of course, it was a dummy bomb at Old Trafford that caused Manchester United to have to cancel their game, and that it was the boss of a security company called Security Search Management and Solutions who says, yeah, he has held his hand up as his boss, said he did it. He basically, in putting away the test devices that they'd been running a training exercise on, and he looked at one in his bag and thought he'd picked them all up, and he left one in the toilet, and that's the one that caused all the mayhem. But we live in...
So basically they were conducting a security drill, and this was a fake bomb, and the fake bomb had been left behind.
It got left behind and then caused this enormous alert. But also, a Ryanair flight from Norway to Manchester had to be aborted and evacuated because two passengers were overheard saying the word bomb. It's almost apocryphal, isn't it, the idea that you can't say bomb at an airport or near a plane? And these two people have proven it. There's a big kerfuffle, police questioning, no charges, and we're one scaredy cat continent sometimes, aren't we?
Absolutely. Donald Trump?
Well, we have a very interesting Anglo-American spat over the Donald, as some call him, the Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. He has become such a figure of ridicule, suspicion, and even hate that a row has erupted, in absentia, of course. Mr. Trump suggested the ban on Muslims entering America. David Cameron called him divisive, stupid, and wrong. Fast forward then to today. The new London mayor, Muslim Sadiq Khan, called him divisive and dangerous. Speaking on UK television, Donald Trump said he's upset and offended by these comments. He says he couldn't care less now what happens to the London mayor, having previously wished him well. And he said any future relationship with our Prime Minister is unlikely to be a good one. That wouldn't be good if he became American president. Assuming David Cameron is still Prime Minister, that could be a very interesting thing. I have to say, Mr. Khan and Mr. Trump then accused each other of being ignorant. On we go. It's all words, but still, they kind of matter somehow, don't they?
Absolutely. Like kids in a playground. Leicester City?
Well, yeah, we've had all these party nights. Saracens, the European rugby champions, the Queen's birthday bash at Windsor Castle last night.
Oh, how good was that?
It was rather splendid with the Cossack horses racing across. But the place to be tonight, definitely Leicester. 100,000 plus turned up for, of course, the Premier League football's most extraordinary winners. Remember, they were 5,000-1 at the start of the season. And it's thought 72 people backed Leicester at those sorts of odds, more or less, although most of them put like 10p on and things, except, rumour has it, according to himself, Tom Hanks may have put 100 quid on them at 5,000-1. Now, was he joking? Was he pulling our legs? The Hollywood actor Tom Hanks suggesting he actually backed Leicester at the longest odds, I wonder.
Yeah. What we forget with all this talk, I might add, is that Leicester was for many, many years, not so much now, they're not far off the pace, the real centre of the strength of English rugby.
That's true, actually, yeah. Leicester Rugby Club have faded a little bit of late.
Yeah, just a little, but I mean, they were a powerful rugby entity. All right, Adam Gilchrist in London.